Hello, this is a little morning diary voice entry. I got home yesterday and I wanted to make one, but I was so tired that when I was talking, I literally couldn't even keep my eyes open. So let's not do that. But yeah, yesterday night I was at a concert. It featured Kevin Atwater and Olive and Odely. They're all kind of indie folk singer-songwriter type musicians, and it was really, really good. I think all of them did so well. All of them had such beautiful voices and were just completely the most wholesome and supportive people I've ever seen on stage. There is the opener, or there's kind of two openers. There's a local opener and then the opener of their tour, and then a middle act, and then the last act. So there is three of them who were part of the tour, and they all were on stage like at the same time. Like when one of them would sing, the two others would just be in the background and just like singing along or like supporting or just kind of enjoying the music, which was really, really sweet. It made it seem like they're a much more cohesive kind of tour and band who actually interact with each other and who actually connected with each other. I haven't seen that a lot in openers and the main act. It's sometimes just the opener is there, they do the act, and then the main act doesn't even like acknowledge them sometimes, which is so weird. Yeah, it's odd. But this one was so different because it was like the complete opposite. They were on stage the whole time supporting each other, knew each other's lyrics. They would just completely admire each other, and such a supportive type of energy. And the crowd was also really good. There was a lot of people there. There were over 200 people there in a venue that is max capacity like 300 or something. So it was a pretty full venue, but no one was pushing. No one was, you know, getting into someone else's space. No, everyone was very respectful and just kind of stayed in their own area and stayed with their own kind of group that they came with. And they were all very nice, and it was a very chill crowd, and it was really, really fun. And there were so many cute moments, like near the end they all sang together and harmonized to a really like kind of silly song, but it was super cute. And they also started like throwing balloons into the crowd, but like mini balloons, or medium sized balloons, I guess, not a full size one, but kind of medium. And they would like throw them out into the crowd, and the crowd would bounce it back, and it was really, really cute. Their set was really cute. They had a bed on set because it was at the sleepover tour. I think all the acts had their quote-unquote pajamas on, and the crowd was kind of supposed to do that too, but it wasn't really advertised well, so not a lot of people knew. But yeah, there's just a lot of cute elements. And then at the near the end, or basically at the end, but like not the end, they called one of their friends on stage, like one or two of their friends, and those friends came on stage, and that's when like the most wholesome and explosive and exciting moment that's ever happened at a concert happened. Their friends proposed slash got proposed to on stage, and it was really, really cute. One person of that couple was like, I was making this ring out of some cardboard I found, and blah 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 blah, and they were talking about their living situation and how they were living in a van, traveling the world, you know? And so I think one thing that they said that was so sweet was, will you continue to live in this box with me? Will you continue to be with me, even if I'm broke forever, even if we're broke forever, with, you know, before we get rich one day, or even if we don't get rich one day or something? And it was so sweet, and the amount of joy that was in that room, everyone just was like cheering and couldn't contain the excitement, because this type of love is so beautiful, and to see it kind of just come all together, I guess, like, that's all you want, like, in life, to find a person or people that are there for you through literally thick and thin, like, no matter what kind of situation, because it's so easy to love someone at their best and at their most successful stage in life and at a high point in their life. It's so easy to love someone, so easy to admire them, so easy to adore them, but it's so much harder to do that when it's the opposite. And if you find people who can support you to the fullest capacity, to their fullest capacity, with their whole heart, at any stage in your life, you found a person that cares about you, that cares for you, and not just what you can do or what you've accomplished or who you are, I guess. They just care for you because you are you. And it was clear that those two exude that, that two couple exuded that, and it was so clear, and it was so such like a happy ending, because a lot of the songs in the everyone set that sang that day were kind of sad. It all beautifully performed and all beautifully written, but they were kind of sad, and a lot of them were about heartbreak and failed love and attempts to find love and failing, and it was a lot of that. So when, and that's okay, you know, we knew what we were in for. But so when the proposal at the end happened, it was kind of like a, oh, like, even though you do have to go through all that, those heartbreaks and those moments of a lot of pain and a lot of terrible things, there's always gonna be those moments where you find that person that literally makes you so, so happy that it doesn't matter where you guys are in life, it doesn't matter where the other person is in life or you're in life, you guys love each other to the fullest and are just, oh, it was so, so moving. And to see the celebration of joy bounce around the room, how people couldn't contain anything and it just exploded and everyone was crying happy tears. I was crying happy tears. The person I was with was crying happy tears. And it's so crazy to see how humans just literally hoot and holler because they cannot contain their excitement, and that they turn to the people that they care about and the people that they admire to celebrate in that joy. Like, immediately once I registered what was happening, I turned to the person I was with and I was like, oh my god, do you see this? Like, wow, this is so great. And I saw happy tears in their eyes too, and like, it was so comforting, I guess, too, to like have that person, a person to celebrate with, whether it be friends, families, significant others, strangers. Like, it's so easy to share joy, I think, especially people you're comfortable with and people you really, 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 really admire. And yeah, and I'm glad I had that person there with me. There's a lot of moments of self-doubt because, you know, it's easy to think that you're lovable or not unlovable. That's, I feel like, I don't know. It's easy to think that people don't love you as much as you love them. And because we're most critical of ourselves, and I think in my own life, it's a lot easier for me to love other people than to admit the fact that other people also love me, because it's kind of hard to register how people show their love. But they do. Everyone has people that loves them. Hopefully, because it's something that's so special. Yeah. Anyways, that was just one of the best concerts ever. And I was volunteering, so it was like free. And all I had to do was like, I don't know. It was very, very, very wholesome. And I really, really liked it. I really liked it. Yeah. And going back again to having that person that you know you can share joy with is very, very cute. It is very cute. It's very reassuring. I think humans constantly seek reassurance. I mean, can't speak for all people, because a lot of people are very, very secure in their own thoughts and their own self, that they don't really seek reassurance, but I feel like a lot of us do. Or maybe we seek just comfort, I guess. But yeah, having a person to turn to, and knowing that they also will turn to you and share joy, you know? It's very odd to think that some people don't have those people. And I don't know. But yeah, it's all such a good feeling, but I'm also kind of scared, because to lose a person that you used to share joy with is kind of rough. And I would hate to lose that person, because they're really amazing, and it would feel very empty without them. Like, extremely. And I feel like I'd just be searching for another person like them. So, I don't know. That's one thing I'm really scared of in getting in a relationship that's more serious, is that what if it goes really wrong and you just keep searching for that person in someone else? Literally, Glimpse of Us by Joji. But yeah, what if you just constantly need to search for someone else or something else, because it feels really, really empty without that person there, because there is someone that you cared for so much and who is such a constant in your life that they just kind of know you, and you knew them, or you know them. I would hate to transition from I know them to I knew. So yeah, it was like such a happy moment, but I wish that my mind wouldn't go into the what ifs of losing and lost and all these rabbit hole kind of thoughts, because they're not the healthiest thoughts. I feel like fear can transform itself into very, very unhealthy thoughts and thought processes and actions. And sometimes that fear is very irrational. Like, it's not, you don't have anything to be afraid of now, so don't be afraid. That would be so easy. That would be so easy to know. So easy to live by. But it still seems very hard. Anyways, yeah. I think that's all I have to say this morning. I probably will make another little entry tonight or maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Since I journal a lot now on paper, it's kind of hard to use both outlets, but I think the voice diaries are a lot easier to do because you could just talk and talk and talk and you don't have to, I don't know. I feel like journaling on paper requires a little more thought. I don't know. Anyways, bye.